Blog Talk Radio. The cause of a lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory. Again and again, again and again. Give him the victory. Oh, the conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him victory again.
At that time that believed in the ways of Yah, and that was Israel and Judah, Yehuda and Yasharal in their language. And these two tribes of people practice Yahwehism all the way up until today. And Yahwehism got started at 2500 BC. And because the reason they started Yahwehism, Judaism as we call it, is because the people, most of the tribes of people, the other 10 tribes of their people had went over into Hinduism, because Hinduism was the oldest religion known to mankind. It came at 4000 BC, and Judaism came at 2500 BC because they had to put into Judaism the complete teaching of Yahwehism. This is what the Jews will tell you when you study with them. And I'm very thankful for them, because everybody believed in Yahwehism at one time, when the earth was all colored people. And when it became white is when the teaching of gods and the falling away of Yahwehism. We are now in the Western Hemisphere, and you have to understand that the story that we are telling and the history that we are telling come from the Eastern Hemisphere, and is written by the Jews. We're studying Judaism in its highest form as we speak. And we're going to study what they said about their three brothers, Magog, Gog, and Tubal, which in today's society would be the Germanic race of people. That's all white people on earth, all but the Jews. The Jews is not of the Germanic race of people when you study their history. We're talking strictly of these Magog, Gog, and Tubal, Japheth's children. And we're talking strictly about the people in the Caucasus Mountain. Their history is the one that they have conquered the earth through their way of life. And we're studying Judaism to see how do they do this. And one of the most important things that you have to know about Judaism is the original story of how it first go. And when we deal with music, we're dealing with one of the oldest forms of evil there is. The Jews said that there was 200 fallen angels, and these 200 fallen angels was the children of Lilith, Adam's first wife, L-I-L-I-T-H. These 200 fallen angels, when they came to earth, were minds, M-I-N-D-S. They were minds that could inhabit the peoples of earth and take their shell and inhabit them through a process of evilness. That is why a mind is a school of thoughts, how you think, how you act. There are 200 of these fallen angels. We're dealing with the fallen angel that dealt with music. And when we deal with music, we have to go to who the Jews say is the father of music. We'll go read, and you'll see, we'll ask our question, a question, who is Jubal, J-U-B-A-L? Then we'll go get the answer. Jubal is the second son of Lamech, son of Cain, black devil. That's who they were. He was the ancestors of those who played the harp and the pipe. Genesis 4 and 21 will tell you his story. He's the demon of people getting possessed by an ancient god that's here on earth called Pan, the ancient Greek half-man, half-goat deity that ties back to the goat, satanic goat, that the Masons use, azalea, which you find in Leviticus 16 and 6. This ties into the scapegoat of the sacrifice of ancient Israel. It goes back to Samuel, which means poison those of El, the evil one. Pan is the demon over music. He is the one responsible for Nubian today getting possessed by music. So you have to understand how this word, what we're dealing with. We are dealing with what Christians would call a spirit, but the most important part is when you're doing your study, you have to realize that white people, the Caucasian race of people, in mistranslation, translated heart, soul, and spirit. In Hebrew, it means mind. It's very confusing when you're dealing with white people's version of it in the Bible, heart, spirit, and soul. You don't understand that this is dealing with a person's mind, how a person acts, his attitude, what he thinks, and which is a school of thoughts. This is what you have to be understand how music works. It works under the first law, which is law of vibration, and it works through vibration and how it has effect on the human mind, which governs the body. And so we have to ask ourselves a question so we can recognize these demons as we see them. The teaching of Yahweh is in the strictly common sense. And that word common sense, it only means what it means. It means that you have, let's see what this word means. Let me look this word up right quick. Common sense. Common sense means that you have good sense in everyday affairs. Practical intelligence. That's what common sense is. And that's what Yahweh teaching is. It's based upon common sense and the 12 laws of nature, which deals strictly with science. And it ain't about no gods. It's Yahweh's our Father. So let's ask our question. It doesn't matter if Snoop Doggy, Marie Carrier, the Whispers, Earth, Wind, and Fire, whatever group, because whatever demon that came in contact with them while they was recording, singing, or playing instrument, you are exposed to those demons when you listen to music. Now, April the 1st, I was 68 years old, and I've been listening and playing music 68 damn years. My mama had me on the piano stool at Mary Island College when she was practicing at 8 o'clock in the morning teaching music. So music been in me all my life, and I've been one of these demons because everything when I started reading how music worked, hell, this is me to the max, and I did this. Serena, I know that when I read this and I started talking to Cole about this lecture, it had to go into effect because, hell, me and him both had lived this because we were both musician. Why has music so dramatically changed over the past 20 years? Let's go back into history. After the year 1965, the vibration of music was taken off of middle C, and they started tuning their instruments on 440. 440, which is 55 times faster than what it should be. It sped up to 442 hertz by doing this. It's also speed of time. That's the reason that, have you noticed from our time period, how nobody is slow dancing anymore. Everybody's fast dancing. Everything is on an up-tempo beat. This is due to your music. This is how music changes your attitude and the way that you think. Everything. Every 10 years, the music changed. If you go back 10 years to 1985, What type of music was popular then? That was Madonna, Prince, Michael Jackson, Janis Jackson, and they all came in dancing and singing. What about 10 years back from 1985? They would take you back to 1975, and that would be the time that we was off into what? Almost kill the bands, disco music. And they sung that kind of song that your mother and father said was not real music. And I definitely was telling my sons and daughters in the 70s that disco music shit, it wasn't about nothing. That ain't no music. Funk was also introduced in the early 70s. Now let's go back 10 years from 1975, and you in 1965. That was the era of jazz. Sonny Rollins, Miles Davis, Roland Kirk, Gap Band. We had Aretha Franklin, The Temptations, The Commodores, Earth, Wind and Fire, Wall. And then we had a host of Ragate, Blue Magics, Del Fonda, The Stylixers, Black Ivory, The Intruders, Hal Melvin and the Blue Notes. This was only a certain group. And these groups, listen to their names that these groups had, the Supremes versus Bitches with a Problem in today's new group, the women of the day, they call themselves Hoes with a Problem. Bitches in this. And we look at the change. We're talking about mine here, baby. We're talking about the mindset. Now let's go back to 55. What kind of music were we off into then? Jane Brown, Chuck Berry, Book Benton, Sam Cooke, The Drifters, Smokey Robinson, back in Chubby Checker, Patti LaBelle, and the Bluebell, the Staples Singers, Frank Lyman, and the Teenagers, the Crystals, the Chantel, the Moonglow, B.B. King. That's just a certain number. And if we go back into the beginning of rock and roll music, you would discover that a man named Chuck Berry is known as the father of rock and roll music, along with Little Richard, Bo Diddley, and Fats Domino. Then let's ease on back another 10 years from the 50s. And I was exposed to these music, and some of us that's in my age bracket remember this, because we're in the 55 now, and the music was different, because that was when the year of the jitterbug, and the dancing was different, and swing out dancing, and jitterbug was the thing then. You could see Billie Holiday, Cab Calloway, Ruth Brown, Dorothy Dandridge, Billy Eckstein, Lena Horne, Duke Ellington, Donna Washington, Sarah Vaughan, Satchmo, Dizzy Gillespie. What kind of music did they play back then? You can see there is a massive change in the music just by drifting sounds that you've been introduced over a period of 50 years. Music is nothing like it used to be, and it happens every 10 years, the tones is changing. Now we are into another tone age change called hip-hop. Came in 1970 with Ice-T, father of hip-hop. Groups like Boyz II Men, Silk, and Toni Braxton, and Yella, and all of these groups. These people were only basically singing remakes of old songs that were used in the same sound and style of music again. They focused on girl groups like Brownstone, Brave, The Good Girls, and all of this emotion of changing. See, when you start changing these tones and you notice the attitude of the people, now, not only the attitude of the people changes, you went from hip-hop produced violence in the black neighborhood, super violence in the black neighborhood, drug prostitution at its highest came through this from 1970 to 2014. Now, it also happened with the clothes. Sneakers was out as an everyday dress item, and loafers and heels were coming back in. Baggy clothes and suits and proper-fitted stuff, proper-fitting clothes and versus baggy clothes. What's going to happen in those kids who are into hip-hop who can't put on a suit and tie an evening gown because they have destroyed their posture, the way they walk, the way they sit, the way they talk, and the way their whole concept has been altered? They're going to be put out in left field. That's the reason I say ain't no damn hope for them. Just think about it. If you tried to put a suit and tie on the average hip-hop, he still wouldn't look right. His posture is still that of a gorilla with his shoulders bent and rounded, humpback, low-waisted, slothful, slow-walking, and slow-talking that you can't understand a damn thing that he's saying coming out of his own mouth. The reason why they wear untied sneakers and pants snagging down now thin is because of those tough guys from the neighborhood that that got busted and ended up in the jail and got arrested. When they first think it's taken away from them is the shoe strings and their belt of the so-called problem from their committed, so they won't commit suicide. The whole results in your pants sagging and the untied shoe effects, this became a symbol that you was a tough and rough guy in jail. All of this came out of the jail system. And then gradually, here's what got into it. The white boy got into it so he could market it. They created a style, made posters, and planted them around the town. And then even Coca-Cola, McDonald's, and all of these picked up commercials on imitating of hip-hop. Even the church got into it. They got praise dancers in the church house. They got rappers in the church house. Boy, look at you. And see, another way to notice the things are changing is by the name of the groups. See, back in, we had the Impressions, the Miracles, the Marvelettes, the Supremes. Now look at the days. Naughty by Nature, NWA, niggas with an attitude, bitches with problems, demon boys, the ghetto boys, Public Enemy. This made the kids mad. M-A-D. And when you read M-A-D backwards, it comes out D-A-M, damn, which is nothing more than a phonic of the word damn, D-A-M-N, meaning to bring down about the failure of Rome to condemn and to illegal or immoral, to swear, to curse. The saying of damn as a curse. This is what's happening to your kids every day when they listen to the radical music that is being pushed on them by the black devils. And they doing it to the max. And I know that you might get angry and irritated with me about what I'm saying, but truth is the truth. And it hurts, but it ain't nothing but the truth. So let's look. If you remember back in 1970 when the Jam Box came out, and they had the sound waves loud as all outdoors. Then they came with the earphone. And then you only had one earphone now. And then in today's society, I see the little boys running around now, guys running around in the neighborhood with two earphones in their ear. They can't hear a damn thing now. Well, how does a microwave oven work? It works through radio wave sounds that cooks food, and it starts food to vibrating, It causes the molecules to vibrate in the food. The friction is taking place between the molecule in the food causes it to heat, and the food is cooked. This is the same thing that happens when you listen to music through headphones and earplugs. The sound, which is called by vibration on the sound waves, travels through the wires of the headphone into your ears, to your brain, and the same process that happens when meat is cooking in a microwave happens to your brain. So the louder the music, the more damage you are doing. This is not only refers to hip-hop music. It is the same with all music. So slowly but surely, music is cooking your brain and destroying your brain cells. This is what loud music is doing to you. And I advise anybody in their 40s and their 50s, invest in your hearing aid company and you'll be rich. Because the kids, your grandchildren and your children, when they get my age, going to need some hearing aid. I know I need one now, bro, Drew. Shit, that damn trumpet's blowing in my ear
right
all night long, 7 nights a week. And I didn't understand what it meant when with blues and with jazz, you don't have that loud sound. But when you're playing soul music and playing funk and rock, you get the loud music. I remember when we used to have, when we had only two of them long columns of speakers. And then all of a sudden I looked up on stage and I was playing with Bill Dill and the Shondells. And they had 23 of those long speakers on stage and 6 monitor speakers in front of the stage. And we went from 2 columns and 2 monitor speaker pole to 23 and 6. And then they added to up to 30 speakers on the stage to get that sound, to get what they call that sound, that hard rock Jimi Hendrix sound. We had that many speakers, and for years I played in those type of bands that had that. Even with Butler sometimes put 9 or 10 speakers on. I said, man, no, you don't need all of that for that. But they feel like they need that, but you don't need that, all of that equipment, because it only fries the brain. And since that we are learning about this, this is something that we need to sit down and look into, because right now our youth is being destroyed with the music that they listen to. It is no time in history has the people that was once colored people and now known as African American, and we had this type of history in our communities of being these type of people that we see that's in the age bracket from 50 years back to zero age years. It has never been in the history of 457 years of history of African American coming into America. That's how old African American is. He's 457 years old as we speak. And this, how you come to that conclusion is that tell you we have to go back and see what the Jews said. And the Jews tell you of a seed of Abraham, that Abraham had a dream that one of his seeds would be taken away in captivity by the seed of Isaac, the tribes of Japheth, Magog, Gog, and Tubal. And that Jah had promised to judge that people that took them away, that nation of people. You read this at Genesis, the 14th chapter and the 15th verse says this. And then at Genesis, the 25th chapter, you read about Abraham took another wife, and then you read about the 25th chapter, tell you all of the children of Abraham. And he had took another wife named Keturah. And these people was the inhabitants, these 12 brothers was the inhabitants of Congo. In 1555, John Hopkins, a Presbyterian minister, went by the name John Hawkins when he was a commander of the good ship Jesus of Luxor, and John the Baptist brought 175 Congolian slaves to the Western Hemisphere. John Bradford was the governor of Jamestown, Virginia colony. Abraham Bradford was John's brother. He impregnated a 14-year-old slave girl that they had named Sarah, and they named the baby Adam. This started the African-American story in a place renamed America. And they had, in 1619, 64 years later, they said and made it a law that there were not to be called Africans, they would be called colored people. There was no longer any African in America. They had mixed their seed with the Germanic race of people that had brought them here, which was the Germans, the French, the Scottish, the Irish, people of the Eastern Hemisphere, and they also had mixed their seed with the indigenous people of the Western Hemisphere. And which we got named Indians, but we wouldn't call Indians, but that's what they named us, so I use the word Indian. See, and May the 1st, 1776, this Anglo-Saxon changed his name, which was the children of Magog, changed his name to American. You was on the plantation, and most of the Indians was on the reservation, all but the Creek Nation. The Creek Nation was the blackest nation of Indians, so-called by white. Never signed a peace treaty with the United States of America. We still fighting them son of a bitches, Drew, because I'm Cachada. I belong to the Creek Nation. If you Cherokee, Cachada, Blackfoot, Washita, any of that, if you any of your grandparents had that hair, you ain't signed no damn peace treaty with the United States. You're still at war with them. He waited 94 years before he let you become a free man. After him and the North and the South fought a war. And then after they fought the war, they put you up under the black codes. That's why you are a free man, not a free man, but a free man. They put you up under the black code. You became that. And the last name that they changed you to and give you your status. The only way that you remain a free man is as long as you keep his last name. You keep his last name. That's why the Nation of Islam, that's why Ben Amin and all the people that broke away and came out of her with their people, then that's why they all changed their name and became free man. And so you can see where music plays such an important part, because it deals with vibration and your emotional feeling. Now, when we go back and to look up and break down, when you're studying Judaism, they break down a whole lot of stuff. Pan means to move in a motion. Motion pictures or television cameras to follow a moving object or create a panorama effect to move in such a manner. We're going to deal with this word, pan. So you have in today's, you become fans, F-A-N-S. You are fans of pans, P-A-N-S. In which the Hebrew P is the 17th level with the value number of 80, which represents the mouth of the vocal singer. So the fan that you see in Pan, the evil one. In the movie Angel Heart, whenever somebody died, you saw the fan move, with which represented Pan and the dual motions, which bring us into another form of Pan. The symbol of the fan and the dual motion is another way to show Samuel's presence. This is how you recognize. The motion is also represented by dance movement. So let's ask ourselves a question. What about the dancers of today? Is there anything wrong with it? You know, is there anything wrong with it? So let's really see. Let's look into this word, dancing. Today, for children of this generation, hip-hop generation, called dancing, is really non-dancing. And a whole lot of y'all, out there that's my age know this. They are just jumping up and down, or bouncing around, doing anything and calling it a new dance step. They call it freestyle. Back in the 80s, they were break dancing. Now let's look at this here. Break dancing, a dangerous dance that the Amorites, and go into the study of the Amorites, this is old ancient people, back in the days of the Bible, introduced this dance, which consists of spinning on your head, which causes you brain damage. This was just their intention. See, ain't nothing new under the sun for you to damage your brain. He also had the young kids spinning on their crevic spine. This type of dance is called the spine to curve and stop the flow of energy from the reaching the medulla oblongata, the lower part of the brain that control your body functions. So whose kid did they introduce to breakdancing in California? Who was the best breakdancer? We're talking about genocizing you through your music now. Did you go study to see what would breakdancing do when you're standing on your head and you messing with your brain and you're spinning? Let's go a little further. The robot motion, when you dancing like a mobile, you know, which is a dance that made them look like monkeys, like the group called Crisscross, with their clothes on backwards, jumping up and down. Their movements had nothing to do with rhythm or coordination. Rap music is not real music. It is edited and splits of music combined to make music, however, results in offbeat, non-rhythmatic, and non-musical call music. Now, it is through these rhythm music that the kids loses their souls. Now, you say rap music is a black music? This is why it is so easy for Caucasians like Vanilla Ice, Bird Maze, BC Mars, Mark and Mac, to fit right in with the black music, that this black music is actually on a white beach, which is offbeat at the basis of every ethnic group, Orientina, the Latinos, or the nude. Whenever you go into any colored person's history, you find a drum, except for the European music, which did not have drums in it. They didn't believe in drums. Who do not have a route in music created such group like Sunni Muslims to tell black people their religion was haram, meaning was unlawful, forbidden, dancing? When you dance, you had a reason, and each were for different reason. You did dances for your leaders, dances about your plight and bondage, and you danced about to celebrate your mental liberation. Ain't nothing wrong with dancing. The bottom line is that music is one of the greatest form of communication that we have, and the influence of music and its accomplished lyrics can move its listeners to emotional height. It can move people to action, feel the desire of its listener, and can even be a motivate to force walls. Music can do all of these things. And as soon as you are honest enough to face the facts of its power, the whole lyric battle will fall into proper perspective. Why do you think that when we was little boys, Rudy Ray Moore could not be played on the radio? In 1950, when Hank Ballinger and the Midnighters put out Annie Had a Baby, she couldn't work no more. You couldn't play it on the radio. But you can play anything now on the radio. So you can see how your moral values have dipped through music. Is we ask ourselves, how does music affect us? It can make you happy, or it can make you sad. Music can upset your whole body chemistry. It can make you nervous, irritate you, relax you, open your mind up to thinking of all beautiful things around you. The type of music you listen to will determine what effect it will have on you. And this includes its lyrics. Now take a close look at what the music that your young people are listening to these days is actually saying what. What are the lyrics teaching your children? How about violence? How about devil worship? How about prostitution? How about murder? How about killing? Let's wake up, people. Wake up. Listen to what is being fed to your children. If you don't take heed now, then don't complain about what the future is sure to bring. From this hip-hop music. Let's take a look at what rap music is all about. Most rap entertainment patrol bad process, bad grammar, bad habits. This is what the audience pick up. What kind of values? Okay, ask yourself, what kind of values is instilled in the future generation of hip-hoppers? My friend Fit asked me last week after he heard me talk on this lecture, what is the solution? We're talking about what the problem is right now. The solution is we got to get rid of this stuff here that's going through our kids' mind and monitor your child on the stuff. You let your child get outrageous. We'll continue this lecture. Because I didn't finish it, Brother Drew, and we'll continue it, and we'll go into the history of the Jews and their education system, what they believe in and what they say about their three brothers who educated all right. us. All right. Yashalawam.
All right. Shabbat shalom, y'all.